I decided, as a tribute to the recently deceased author John Berger, to his widely known book, Man, first published in 1975. He there develops an experimental topography of the subjectivity of the male migrant worker from whom he interprets as a captive. Berger's approach can be characterized as an approximation to images, ideas, or situations generated by migration, and I'd like to refer here especially to his reflection on migrant time. That's the cover of the French version. Even so, I have some difficulties with the book, especially with regard to the gender issue and how gender is conceived about and investigated in relation to modernity and modernization. I often come back to this book if I get stuck in my thinking in some way. It was Helmut Wittrich, an activist and researcher from the Berlin-based Forschungsgesellschaft Flucht und Migration e.V., who in the beginning of the new millennium and in the context of discussions we had at that time about the ongoing changes in migration and flight and the process of transformation at the periphery of the European Union, spoke about the bricks of migration. I don't know if this is the correct translation. I mean, this was the German word Stachel. And I remember it so good because I was impressed by the image of migration as a prickly concern, so to say. I do think, the book by John Berger and John Moore circles around such an incitement by migration, around such unruliness in the wake of a cross-grained move. And no matter some of its time-conditioned, peculiar, and meanwhile maybe outdated appraisals, that is why the book remains highly topical and relevant today. When Helmut Wittrich spoke about the pricks of migration, he meant more than what some scholars following Ulrich Beck, for instance, called the methodological nationalism and pointed to the problem that the very concept of migration remains caught within the boundaries of the concept of the nation state. I presume Helmut Wittrich touched upon the fact that migration always already exceeds those socio-political concepts that aim at capturing migration and make it tangibly comprehensible. I guess he wanted to say that when we apply a certain approach to migration, migration itself might already be somewhere else. Migration is volatile, it is fugitive, and it is rich in experiences that go beyond the scope of those categories of subjectivity that we used to apply to it. So, for example, labor migration, climate refugees, war refugees, humanitarian migration, forced migration, and so forth. Those terms conceal conflicts, for they are in no way neutral designations of the cultural and spatial mobility of people insofar as they accompany prevailing ideas and notions of control, of immobility, and sedentarism. When, where, and how someone emigrates in a humanitarian manner, circulates between a country of origin and a so-called country of arrival in the search of a job, is by no means a given. The name immigrant and the idea that he is male has, in a consensual manner, and in many cases, in fact, served to cover and obscure the precariousness and the mobility of workers and their control to exclude them from the realm of political representation. And as we know, that this applies to a large extent, not least to the left. The history and presence of migrations constitute, of course, a prime battlefield in the national authority and power to define and represent. In consequence, every talking about migration on this battlefield represents a conflict. And this is why the approach that is adopted by the book A Seventh Man is rather than a talking about migration, a talking with migration and its forms of appearances as well as experiences. In this book, you find different linguistic, iconographic, and conceptual approaches. You find attempts of working with different theories, genres, locations, and pictures, both as combinations or as sequences. They all work to develop and test an access to or an encounter with migration or a certain aspect of it. And as all these various approaches reflect a fundamental uncertainty to apply and hold true, they result in the experimental form of the book as a whole. Directly on the following page, the narrative revolves, directly on the following page of this pages, you have this. The narrative revolves around a circle that should display the felt space of a life's time, insofar as it is filled, and I quote, at any given moment with past, present, and future. Henri Bergson would call this a duration, indivisible and characterized by the mutual permeation of heterogeneous elements, free and unfixed. Bircher showed it in this way, full of open possibilities. However, when the past and the future line in the circumference of the circle to form there a kind of wall which prevents the present entering the life's time, this, according to Bircher, corresponds to the picture of the experience of an imprisonment. And I quote Bircher, imprisonment is designed as the categorical denial of the present. A prisoner is locked in his own static time. Things happen, events occur, but they do not enter the life's time of a prisoner. I quote Bircher, he lives only in the present of things exterior to him, not his own. If these things are nearby, within the prison, he is said to be institutionalized. If they are too far away, he is said to have gone mad. Bircher compares the experience of the immigrant worker to captivity. His experience of things exterior to him relates to work time, where he acquires opportunities in the future. However, differently from the other workers with whom he shares the will to sacrifice parts of the present for the future, he does not re-enter his own present when he clocks out. His time off is not open, but blocked, bared. And I read from the last paragraph of the book, of this part of the book. One morning, after working the night shift, he looks up at the street corner. Few citizens are yet about. The buses are still running fast. The traffic of the day has not yet slowed them down. In places, the roads are wet from having been washed. Is he walking back to his bed? Is he clearing the street? Is he clocking in for the day shift? He looks up, and on the corner of a roof, four stories high, he sees the silhouette of a large bird, a bird that would have to be held in the arms, not just in the hand. And the second one appears from behind a chimney stack. They are duck who have flown from the river across the rail yards and alighted on the roof at the corner above the neon capital letters Omega. The sight of these large birds at the roof level alighted brings sudden pleasure to him. It was a sight he never expected to see in this city. End of quote. The differential deprivation of rights that affects the immigrant worker complies with the reduction of his present to his work time. This is why his living present involves distant things and is accompanied by tension, uncertainty, and suspense with respect to these imaginations. If the capacity to dream, to envision a possible future scenario, to expect unforeseeable events becomes a collective one, Birds above omega letterings might become a politics of migration. Virgil was interested into what the immigrant worker sees, and not only how he is seen. To conclude, I'd like to show you, without any further comments, some takes from contact prints by Jean Mohr, the photographer of the German Workers' Recruitment Center in Istanbul, which are at the center of the book. And these pictures that were also available when Jean Mohr and John Berger worked on the book, interestingly, didn't get into the book, but were sorted out at the time of 75. And I had the pleasure to, for a performance we did in Hamburg, we had the pleasure to research some of these photographs in Lausanne in the archive. And in my view, interestingly, these pictures show a very different story than the one that Birch and Moore tell in their book, namely replicating the dominant gendered national narrative in which women are charged, as you've seen, with the cultural reproducing of the nation. And I just show the pictures without any comment. Maybe we can discuss some aspects of gendering, migration, / nation in the discussion.